Hey guys, it's Betsy
and Karina.
Welcome to the next episode of our podcast, Unwritten Rules Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. So today we're talking about customer service. And Karina, I know that you have some issues with customer service.
Some serious issues.
So what's going on with this?
Yeah, so, you know, okay, so let me set the backdrop for this first, okay? I am a born and raised Gapper, okay? I started working at the Gap at a young age in my teens, and the Gap has a certain quality and standard of the way customer service should be. It's almost like I hate to say it, but it's kind of like we're a cult, you know, because everybody's really nice. And this is like, I know Chick-fil-A was around then, but it's like, I feel like Gap was even better than Chick-fil-A of how nice we were, right? We do anything. We go above and beyond for our customers. Like, the atmosphere, everybody's happy. Everybody's friendly. Like, there is no in Gap, right? Now, listen. Fast forward to 2022. I can't say that it's still like that, but that's how it was when I was there back in the early 2000s. So, customer service. I just want to know what happened because post-pandemic, I understand that we have some staffing issues in our country and places are not staffed as well as they should be. And I 100% get that, which then puts more pressure on the staff that are there. And I get that because that's real. However, I just need some of you guys to get friendly, okay? Please act like you want to be at the job that you have, you know, please don't act like I'm bothering you. If I'm walking through the supermarket aisle and I tell you I really walked through a couple aisles and I can't find this, and you just like look at me like I'm crazy and then just like don't want to help me. I don't like it. It's not nice.
Yeah.
I need everybody to give Chick-fil-A vibes. Like,
yeah,
because the Gap isn't even what it used to be. Like, yeah. If I go in the Gap in our local mall, no one is walking around asking me, you know, can they help me find anything? You know, I ask like, do y'all have this in a size? Oh, what's there is there. Boom, we don't have nothing in the back.
Okay. You know. And I get the whole like shortage in staffing, mm-hmm. but people who are still working and are like friendly makes a big difference. Like, for example, Lenny and I went out to dinner mm-hmm. or lunch or whatever it was with Jaden, our son. And, you know, Jaden can be a little wild. He's active or whatever. And so, like, the restaurant is full of people. Jaden's, you know, being him in everybody's conversation and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And there are only two waiters covering, like, the whole restaurant, it seems like. And he did an amazing job and got an amazing tip from us.
Yeah.
Because although things were delayed, mm-hmm. he was like, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I'm doing the best I can. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you guys. Just be a little patient with me. They were like, he was like upfront about it.
Yeah. He made you aware. Yeah. So then you didn't feel like you were just sitting there waiting for stuff like how I'd be taking a half hour to bring me a drink. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And like, you know, I think he gave us something for free. Like,
that's like next level. That's what I need.
Yeah.
Like, accommodate me for like inconvenience, you know, or at least let me know that you see that it's not the normal level of service that y'all would provide.
Yeah. Same thing. We were at like Applebee's with a colleague for lunch mm-hmm. a while ago. And it was three people working the whole restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And our waitress was like, oh, like, you know, I'm so sorry. Like, we're just trying to make it work. Like, and I was like, thank you, though. Like, thank you so much for, like, trying. You know?
And telling us.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's what's important about customer service. It's just, like, being transparent.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
There's no reason to be rude. You can just say, like, listen, like, and it's also going back to our last episode, still professional, where it's like, you know, sorry, we're a little short-staffed mm-hmm. today. But thank you for your patience in advance. Like, I'll make sure that, you know, we're going to serve you the best way we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I've even heard some places where I go in and the person might be like, it's like one lane open in this whole store. And they might say like, I'm sorry, you know, it's a little bit of wait. We're waiting for the next staff to come on shift. Something mm-hmm. like just something, because it is very hard out here for all of us. You know, inflation is real. Like, mm-hmm. we're paying way more money than we used to for mm-hmm. things. And it's just like, you don't want to go somewhere and like feel like you're spending your money somewhere where you're not appreciated yeah. or they don't appreciate you coming in to patronize their store.
Yeah. You know? I agree. And I also think from the other end that customers are not always right.
No.
You know what I mean? And so like we as consumers also have to be patient mm-hmm. with what's going on. And then the people on the other side just needs to be like a little bit more friendly. Like yeah. I know you're it's probably the friendliness.
Yeah, it's the friendliness.
Understaffed yeah, and understaffed, all that stuff. Yeah. But damn.
It's like the friendliness, you know, because the thing about it is like the way got like the Gap's model of the customer always is right thing. Like I was brought up under that, but I do realize that some of the people that were I had to like do things for, they were wrong. Like yeah. I had a lady that used to legit come in, buy all her cruise clothes, go on her cruise, and then return them afterwards.
What?
Yes, just shall I say it? Ghetto. Okay.
Not appropriate.
Not appropriate. Okay. But like literally I still had to be like kind to her. So the thing about it is no, she's wrong. It's two left shoes, but kindness is something that it just doesn't hurt to give. And you don't know like how being nice to someone in a place where they're shopping, eating yeah. or whatever, how that may affect that person
and how like they'll come back.
Yes.
Like even if the prices are high, if people are accommodating in certain way, you're going to go back because you're like, damn, like that business or that organization is really like kind to me and they help out and yep. you know, all that stuff.
That's funny you say that because in Artmore, there's two places that I go to get makeup and there's one place that in the overall grand scheme of things, I can spend money at this establishment anywhere except for in Ardmore.
Mm-hmm.
Their establishment that is in Ardmore has horrible customer service. Mm. Like, I mean, it's bad.
Yeah.
So I wind up going to a place that was right nearby and is way more expensive. But the level of service that I get when I go to that store, it's just like, I'd rather just go there yeah. and have someone treat me kind. Not wait on me hand and foot, because that's not what I need. I need to shop in my own experience. I don't right. go in the stores to be followed around or asked 2,500 times, yeah. you know? Because I also think that's another caveat of things. Like, there's some stores that's like overkill, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like it's genuine because you're just like, on top of my back. Right. So then I'm wondering like, why you on my back? Is yeah. that a whole nother reason, you know? But I really do believe like, these stores that we shop in, the restaurants we eat at, the events that we go to, it makes a difference in how you're treated. Mm-hmm. Like, I just went to a concert not too long ago at this standing only venue, and the bar service was amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, so of course, like, you're gonna tip really well because mm-hmm. their service is amazing in a place where there's hundreds of people because we're at a concert at right. this point. And I didn't feel like I was being skipped over or anything like that, yeah. you know?
And that's a good point. Like, tip, like, from the consumer side, like, make sure you tip.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
I please. Hate when people are like, oh, they're not getting a tip because they're not, you know.
Or I'm taking a dollar off for this. I'm taking yeah. a dollar off for that. I cannot take that. I'm always like, okay, so how much are we giving them? Like, what yeah. is happening right now?
Yeah, because it's like, come on. Like, they're busting their ass. They're yeah. trying their best. Like, yeah. just, it's courtesy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
if the tables were turned,
How would you feel? Exactly.
You know?
It's a lot of work. Like, I always say, in the restaurant business, honey, I could not probably do anything but stand at the front door and be a hostess.
Yeah.
Because everything else, first of all, I'm clumsy. I'm going to be dropping.
100%.
I'm bad at math. So you start trying to tell me to split this and do this and that, I'm going to be like, red flag.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so I 100% understand why it's so important, and not even just in restaurants, but your hairstylist, yeah. your
nails.
Where you go for your nails, your massages, everything. Like, tip appropriately
yeah.
because that stuff is like, when I go to get facials or massages, you know, that person is touching all over your skin, all over your body. You know, I personally couldn't do anything like that. Yeah. You know, like I couldn't do pedicures or something. That just like it, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I really appreciate you doing this.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to sit home and do this. I don't want to sit home and do a facial. I don't want to sit home and do a pedicure.
Yeah.
So I appreciate coming out the house and having someone who is doing it and giving me good service.
And another thing is like, I do this all the time is like, if we order food and the food was really good, I remember the cheesesteak that one time, like I ordered a Jim's cheesesteak or what, and you know, I love Jim's cheesesteaks and it was so good. And I called back and I was like, hi, do you guys have a new cook? And the lady's like, yeah, why? Like waiting for a complaint.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want you to let him know that this was like one of the best cheesesteaks I've had.
Yes.
And they were like, oh my God.
Cause they're so
And they were like so happy because there was like such a busy night.
Yeah.
Like the order was taking forever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all that. It just made their night. And it was like, I don't know. It's just stuff like that that's important because we're so quick to complain.
That's so funny you say that because I'm really like, I'm one of those people like when I have an experience, I want to say something really positive. Like, I always do my surveys when I get them from Penn Medicine. Like, I always do, especially, like, when it's good stuff because I am the first person to complain. Like, if I have something bad happen, I'm putting you on blast on Twitter, period. And I'm adding your business. Like, seriously. Like, I just have zero patience for it. Sometimes I let it go, but for the most part, if it's a large corporation, if it's, like, a small business, I kind of won't do that. But if it's, like, unless it was something really bad. But if it is a large corporation, I'm just like, come on. Like, this is, y'all need to do better.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, filling out surveys and, like, calling and giving kudos, I'm all about that because we are quick to complain.
Exactly. Like, even when going back to my story about the epidural and the, you know, like, the whole situation, like, I remember putting on the survey, like, you know, the anesthesiologist, like, you know, had made some mistakes, but thank God for Dr. So-and-so.
And you named
him. And, you know, saved my day. Like, thank you so much, doctor. You know, you are such, like, a godsend.
Yeah.
It just makes people feel good, you know, because, like, the customer is not always right all the time, but it's important to respect the customer for your own business.
Exactly.
Like if you're going to say you're open at 11, open at 11.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't be open at 11:30 because I've been standing at your door at 10:55.
Okay. Like, okay. Small business. You hear that?
You open know, at 11. Like, when you put it out there, you got it
on Instagram. These your hours.
Yeah.
You trying to get some food.
Yo, Letty and I swear to God, we were in Atlantic City and we wanted some chicken and waffles so bad.
Oh, please don't tell me this is the place I sent y'all to.
Yeah, They were not open. And we were like, yo, like it says on Google, you guys are open, but you're not open. Like, why?
Oh, that's so not good.
I know. And then like then we went to another chicken and waffle place after we looked it up and they're not open. I'm like, what is going on? I think it's either God didn't want us to have chicken and waffles that day or like Atlantic City's just dead in the winter.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so crazy too because I really wanted y'all to try that potato salad.
I know. Right. I know. We'll go back in the summer. I'm hoping it'll be open in the summer.
Yeah.
Dang, you know?
Darn.
I know.
See? And that's why I feel like you gotta tweet people. Like, what's up?
Yeah, change your hours on Google.
Yeah, because you ain't open.
Yeah. Okay, that is not customer service, and I get it.
Like things happen, places have to change. Everybody's had to pivot after the pandemic. A lot of things just don't look the way they used to. But I am a firm believer in like just making yourself clear.
Yeah.
Like change your hours. That's something very simple.
Yeah, exactly. And your price list.
Oh, yeah.
Just be transparent. But
have a price list. How about that? Because I walked into a nail salon recently. They didn't have a price list. So y'all just going to tell me whatever.
Yeah.
And when we called, they were like, oh, yeah, 30 and up. What's the and up? Like, you can just charge me whatever? Okay. That's why every now and then, certain places I go, if there's no pricing, I will ask first because I need to. Like, I am not a millionaire.
Yeah.
Okay? I just cannot be.
And you have to know what you're paying. Like, you know, if something crazy comes up, like, I go to a solid nail salon, but I had to go to a different one near my parents. And I paid $40 less.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
Am I being overcharged?
Yeah. But here's the thing about going back to being friendly and stuff. The nail salon I go to, like, we have developed
a relationship.
A relationship. Yes. So will I pay $40 more? I don't want to. And my husband's but probably like, you better not pay
$40. Now that you done put it out here, you better go up there and your parents.
But, you know, like, yeah, that's my girl. So.
That's so crazy you said it because that's so true. And I always feel spoiled at my nail salon because, like, they'll ask me, like, do I want something to drink? Do I want, you know? And I'm also a weird person, though. I will tell you a little secret is that when you want better service, living in these times that we are in where things are a little struggle bus, okay, go to things as soon as they open up. Mm-hmm. That meaning the market, unless your market is 24 hours or your store is 24 hours, but go to like the mall when it first opened. You don't have to shift over top of things, what they have out. They might even have a little in the back.
Yeah.
You know, even when it comes to my nail salon, I'm grateful that I happen to go to a nail salon that's from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
That's
seven
awesome.
Days a week.
Yeah.
But I still go Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
Like, if I can get there before church, I go before church.
Yeah.
Or I go during the week and I go crack a dawn in the morning. As soon as they open up, I'm like sitting in the parking lot like, oh, y'all about to open the door here because I'm about to come in.
Yeah.
And that way it's like less people. I have to deal with less nonsense, you know?
Yeah. And just like when they're friendly and they're available like that, it just makes a difference because this nail salon, again, not many salons are open on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and I had a meeting at 11 or 11:30 or whatever it was. So they were doing my nails and I'm like, oh, I don't have time for a pedicure. Can I come back after my meeting? Because it's only in the same shopping center. I was doing brunch. And they're like, yeah, no problem. Like, just pay us when you come back. That's putting a lot of trust in me.
Yes.
But also that made me feel like, damn, like, wow. Like,
just the relationship.
Yeah.
The customer service that they have.
Yeah.
And they extend to you because they trust you too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So just going to summarize everything, like customer service just goes back to being friendly, like you said.
Yeah. It's the atmosphere. Give me a good atmosphere and I'm good. You got me as a customer for life.
Yeah. So thank you for listening, guys.
Love you guys.